Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am so excited because on the phone with us, we have author and freelance journalist Julie Jo Severson. She's going to talk about her new book called Secret Twin Cities, A Guide to the Weird, the Wonderful, and the Obscure. Julie Jo, nice to meet you. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me in.
So here's the deal. Your title of your book has some of my favorite words in it, weird and wonderful and obscure. I love all those things together, especially in people. But I'm excited to learn more about this book and the secret Twin Cities that you're going to tell us about. First of all, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I am a freelance journalist and an author. The freelance journalist has kind of carried itself in my life in all different ways, a bunch of collective different projects going on all the time, which includes, you know, books, and I write personal histories for individuals who want to record their life stories for their grandchildren. I write personal essays and blogs and lots of stories for local magazines and things like that. And this particular project kind of came along in an interesting way and fell right into my lap.
Well, tell us about that, please.
Yeah, so the publisher, Reedy Press, was actually looking for a writer in the Twin Cities to write a book like this. And so they reached out to a woman named Julie Burton, who's the founder of a local kind of a wellness and writing studio called Modern Well. It's located in Minneapolis. And I've been a part of her writing studio ever since it began 5 years ago. And they first contacted her because she's so well networked. And fortunately for me, I was the one she recommended because she is so familiar with my skill set, my interests, and my deep Minnesota roots. And so then I just, you know, I got started. They gave me full rein, the publisher. They gave me exactly 1 year to come up with the ideas for the book. Take all the photographs, research, write, and turn it all in. And from there, it took us about 7 months then to, fine-tune and continuing to fact-check and design.
So the book is called Secret Twin Cities. And what were the original parameters that they set for you?
You know, they kind of gave me, they asked me to include 90 stories.
Oh, dear.
That was the number, 90 stories and sort of a word count for each one. But otherwise, they left it completely up to me. You know, they trusted me as a local expert to decide what was weird, wonderful, and obscure enough to include in this book.
And how did you know that? Where did you grow up, please?
Well, I'm a Minnesota native, born in St. Cloud, spent my elementary years in Duluth, and then ever since junior high, I've lived in the Twin Cities. I've always been drawn to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. I love learning the backstories to things I come across, or, you know, why is that there? What's that all about? That just sort of natural curiosity kind of is a fit for me. And but I didn't want this book to be based on all of my own. I wanted to include the perspectives of many. So I picked the brains of lots and lots of locals, everywhere from taco food truck drivers to archivists to college friends, everybody. I conducted expert interviews, read a ton, and then hopped in my car to experience all this myself as a tourist in my hometown. And I narrowed it down to those places and endeavors with rich backstories and deep local ties to the Twin Cities. This is not a book, a bunch of weird, fluffy stuff. Weird stuff.
No, it truly is a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure of the Twin Cities. And, you know, you title it Secret Twin Cities. If you grew up mm-hmm. in this area, did you know a lot of these stories, or was this all something that you had to research yourself?
You know, a portion of it. There were a few things I knew I wanted to write about right away. But I certainly didn't know all the backstories. The very first story I wrote was Mr. Jimmy, about Mr. Jimmy Nick Salsher, because that's where I grew up, and I knew that story intimately But most of these stories I learned about in my research. You know, I didn't know the backstories of all these things. No, definitely not going into the project.
And so the book really is vignettes of different things. Do you want to go through and tell people some of the weird stories or some of the extra fun things that you uncovered doing this?
Yeah, it really, yes, it's vignettes and photographs that really feature those offbeat and underappreciated places and legacies that truly set our region apart from the rest of the world. So some are silly and whimsical, like a farmhouse loaded with giant organs and mini carousels, to a peace garden that commemorates, you know, the more somber, like a peace garden that commemorates the bombings in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, with the little zigzag bridge with rock from those ground zero areas. And the places I really range, they're all over the Twin Cities. I would say my favorites, the ones I would go to over and over again, are the ones located along the Mississippi River. There's about a handful of those. One in particular is the confluence of the Minnesota and Mississippi River.
And why is that important to you?
Yeah. To me, I believe that to be one of the most historical, significant spots in all of the Twin Cities. You know, for European settlers, it was the center of military authority and development. But for many Dakota people, it's considered the center of the earth and their place of origin. And in the book, I include resources where you can learn more about that. But it's right at a three-mile loop at Pike Island and Fort Snelling State Park that leads you to that point, to that tip of that confluence. And you can appreciate that all year long, either cross-country skiing or hiking that spot. And another favorite, of course, is Nicollet Island and the story of St. Anthony Falls and the two fellas who tried to build a tunnel below the falls, which made it nearly collapse. And if we didn't save the falls from collapsing, Minneapolis wouldn't even exist. So you appreciate the falls when you know the history.
Exactly.
A little bit more. Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is a great book, and it's a lot of landmarks within the Twin Cities mm-hmm. area that we certainly maybe have driven past and we think we know mm-hmm. what they mean, but I really learned a lot from your book as well. How did you whittle it down, though, because there must have been so many things to choose mm-hmm. from?
Yeah, it was just kind of gut instinct. You know, I would be reading about something and it would just sort of feel right. All right, that's going to be number 68. You know, I just had a gut feeling that, you know, this is something that's not going to go away. I didn't want things that were going to go away, which is really helping now in the times of COVID, because it's not a bunch of short-term places that are going to be gone in a year. You know, these places are enduring. Sure, there's been some closings and some, you know, unprecedented things during COVID, but this is a book of enduring things and places.
And this is a book, actually, of a lot of things that are outside, even. So even mm-hmm. if, you know, we are stifled by COVID, a lot of these we can mm-hmm. drive past, we can drive to, we can walk around. I mean, I think mm-hmm. it's going to be a great book for people to use, you know, maybe during the winter time when they're just tired of being cooped up inside. The book is called mm-hmm. Secret Twin Cities, A Guide to the Weird, the Wonderful, and the Obscure. So I'm going to ask you about the weird. What's the weirdest thing that you came across?
The first thing that comes to mind is Hot Sam's Antique Park, and that's along I-35 near Lakeville. So as you're, you know, so a little bit out right outside the Twin Cities area. But if you're heading towards the Twin Cities, you see exit 81, and you see these oddities along the road, like a spaceship. There used to be a giant guitar or a, you know, a police paddy wagon, and you're like, what the heck is that? And I drove by there so many years without ever taking the exit and finding the gravel road that leads you to it, but I finally did. And It's truly kind of a wonderland of the weird, a 10 acres of giant sort of theme park antiques. And it was created, Jake, he created this for his mother, Gladys, who is nicknamed Hot Sam, and she was a record-breaking race car driver. She passed away, but before that, he created this as a wonderland for her. And my favorite is this giant Tweety Bird in a cage. And there's, you know, a hippie van, which would be my preferred mode of transportation. And you know, and you know, aliens and gorillas and just random and a cute little antique shop. And you can just wander around and meet Jake, the owner. He'll tell you stories. And he shared a funny one with me that you can read in the book, a little anecdote. It's not for everybody. That place is not for everybody.
But that was weird, so that covers weird. What about the most wonderful place you uncovered?
Oh, gosh. You know, well, you guys can read about Swan Park. That's actually in Monticello. Oh, the story behind that is truly beautiful. But there are two places that took my breath away, like right when I saw them, and the Vision of Peace statue in St. Paul Ramsey Courthouse. It's just breathtaking. Once it opens back up, you got to take guests there to see, and it reflects in the glass ceiling above it, and you can climb all the way to the third floor and stand at its head. You know, it's just a sight to see. And then the Washburn Park Water Tower in Tangletown in South Minneapolis. Oh my gosh, totally hidden, this giant tower with a beautiful engraved knights with swords along it. And you cannot see it, even though you drive right past it. You cannot see it till you turn the corner and drive right up to it, and it takes your breath away.
So that's wonderful. What about the obscure?
Oh, so many kind of fit that category. But, you know, what's fun for people to learn is that St. Paul is home to the world's largest light bright. And who couldn't use one of those right now, right? And that it's hidden inside a historic train station mounted on the wall, you know, and it's fun to go there. It's open now. It's actually open now. It's in the Union Depot from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's the closest thing you're going to get to go inside a museum right now, right, until things open back up. But you can wander around and go see this, and it's got, you know, close to 500,000 pegs and designed, and you can kind of pick out some St. Paul icons. You can kind of see hidden in the design. Like, you know, like the Capitol Dome and First National Bank and Indian Mounds Park. So that's kind of fun to learn.
That's pretty cool. Tell me what surprised you the most about writing this book, please.
Well, I was really surprised to learn that there are three spots in the Twin Cities where you can stand exactly halfway between the equator and North Pole.
What?
yes, and they're marked. And also, I was very, probably my most surprising moment of all was when I found the whereabouts of the famous statue named Scherzo. And Scherzo was the life-size nude nymph statue that William Fauché had made for his grand opening of the Fauché Tower. And PBS did a special on it years ago, and they didn't even mention where it is. They said it's somewhere in a private home somewhere. Well, it no longer is. It's tucked way up in front of an apartment complex now, way up on a hill in Minneapolis. And it was so cool. I took a selfie with it. And it's the real thing. I had it confirmed by the son of the man who bought it from William Fauché, and talked to him. So that was cool.
You know, this book is really clever, and it's called Secret Twin Cities, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Where can people get this book, please?
You know, I sell it from my own site at secrettwincities.com, where you can get signed copies. But it's also now available at many local bookstores. Supporting your local bookstore is wonderful. You know, and also big retailers like Barnes & Noble, and online, of course, Amazon. And so it's getting around all over the place.
Julie Jo, tell us a little bit about who you think this book is for. Is it for somebody that like us that's from the Twin Cities area? Mm-hmm. Is it for a visitor? Is it for somebody that used to live here and now lives somewhere mm-hmm. else? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Primarily, I wrote for the curious. But I would say, you know, it's really, truly, this fits. I wrote this really for all ages. I'm hearing from teenagers and young adults who are loving this and using it sort of a scavenger hunt. To middle age, to seniors, this is really a book for all ages. But I from out-of-towners, people from all across the country have been ordering this from me. So I don't know if they're buying it for themselves or for guests. But I would say I wrote this mostly with locals in mind because there's so many nostalgic references, such as Pearson's Candy Company and Dayton's and Northwest Airlines and Prince and Blocky. So
oh my gosh.
I think locals really, really enjoy this the most. They're going to get the most out of it.
Well, I bet it was just so fun to write.
Oh, gosh. This is a dream gig, I can tell you that.
Do you have anything else on the horizon?
You know, kind of getting this off the ground and marketing it has taken a lot of my time mixed with everything else I'm doing. But I'm working mostly right now with individuals, helping them record and preserve their own life stories to pass on to generations. That's a big passion of mine. That's part of my work as a freelance journalist. And so that's kind of what I'm focusing on right now.
Well, the book is called Secret Twin Cities, A Guide to the Weird, the Wonderful, and the Obscure. And the author is Julie Jo Severson. I didn't realize you also took pictures. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I took all the photographs, unless otherwise noted, all the black and white photographs. The center spread photos, full page, 16-page center spread, was taken by my good friend Deborah Bernard. Deborah Bernard, who is a professional photographer, and she's fun to have her along on some of the outings, so appreciative of her.
Well, it's a great book, and we hope people think of it for a holiday gift or something for them to maybe buy for themselves and take advantage of during some of these weird COVID shutdown things. Because a lot of these are things we can do outside and ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a great book. Julie Jo, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Julie Jo Severson, she is a freelance journalist, and the book we chatted about today is called Secret Twin Cities, A Guide to the Weird, the Wonderful, and the Obscure. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.